There are many kinds of courage, and we would like to speak to you about a few of them. What you have just discussed was a story about courage. But in our lives, courage has several different faces. One of them is the courage to look at your wound without judging the wound and without judging yourself, so that the wound can be recognized, but not judged and not pushed down, and be looked at without fear. And the without fear is the part that is very often the challenge. The wound produces in all of us behaviors that we do not particularly care for, thoughts and feelings that we would rather not engage with. And yet, when the wound is speaking, that is how it speaks. It speaks to what we feel. It speaks to what we are afraid about. It speaks through so many things that we would rather not even know about. Because you are all creators, your choice, of course, would be to get on the path and go straight up the mountain. And we understand that desire. But you are healing as you go up the mountain. Let us say that again. You are healing as you go up the mountain. And that means that when these things come up around the wound, the fear, the behavior, even the confusion that comes up about it, you must be willing to say, I know what that is, and I am not going to judge it, and I am not going to judge myself. I am going to lovingly see what the wound is doing to me and make a decision about what I want to change. Now, here in the human condition, a very challenging thing. Our preference, much as our preference is walking uninterrupted up the mountain, our other preference is to heal completely so that these feelings never happen again, so that things we do not want to think about never come through our thought process again. Now, you're in the human condition, so that is not going to happen. And the things that you're healing with are going to walk with you. So we want to make a better relationship with those things every time we can. So when, for instance, you are in a situation where you feel jealousy, it is very interesting to us. We see some, not here in this room, but we see some people say, oh, I am never jealous. And those of us who watch are very amused by that, because that is virtually impossible. To never have a jealous feeling would almost mean that you did not live on this planet. Perhaps you came from another planet, but that is, as part of humanity, that is something you're going to feel. So we want to be better with that. We want to say, oh, jealousy. I recognize that. I understand what that is. I will not judge it. I will not judge me. But I will sit with this and let it heal. I'm going to sit with it until I can let it diminish. I can change the colors of it. I can release a little bit more of it. And I'm not even going to try to release all of it. Perhaps I will not be able to do that in whatever situation I am operating, but at least what I will bring to the situation is recognition and, for myself, loving kindness. For some of the wound reactions, there is really nothing to do. And another human trait, of course, is when something happens like that, we want to do something about it. But so often, the to-do is to recognize, to know where it comes from, to be kind to ourselves, to be in loving kindness with us, and then to be with it so that it can diminish. So even if we cannot get all of it, so we can breathe through and let it go away. Now, we're going to mention the most common mistake. We are quite sure none of you will be happy about this. The most common mistake is to take an emotion like jealousy to your brain. Why should I be jealous of him or her? After all, I have this and this and this, and why should it make any difference what they have? You see, the brain does not know what to do with that, because the feeling of jealousy is a feeling. It comes from the wound, and it cannot be reasoned with. You cannot talk yourself out of what you feel, and we appreciate the effort. We do. We appreciate your effort in this, but we would much rather you say, an emotion from the wound. Okay, I am on my side. I am understanding of myself. I understand why this came up. And now I'm going to breathe. And with every breath, I'm going to be more and more on my own side. And I'm going to let this diminish and go away. I'm not going to hold on to it. I'm not going to beat myself up that it came up to begin with. And I'm not going to try to figure it out. This is one of the things that you tend to do that can cause you unnecessary pain, unnecessary effort, and you will not get much for your trouble. Now, of course, because we are responsible people, if we are in jealousy with another person, we are going to be very careful that we do not want to punish the person that we are jealous about. We will watch our behavior around jealousy, but let us be completely loving and understanding with the emotion when it comes up. So often, and we hear often, the prayer that says, heal me completely. Make all of this go away so that I never have to deal with it again. That we laughingly call the death prayer, because that is what would be required to do that. So try not to pray that particular prayer. Let us just say we know that things are going to come up. We are going to feel them. We are not going to act badly towards someone else about them, but we are simply going to be with it and with us and wait for that emotion to diminish. As you know, any emotion will go away if you will let it. It is when you need to capture it and you need to judge yourself with it, and you need to figure it out, and you need to hold on to it. That is when you re-wound whatever brought that wound up to begin with. So as we are moving forward with the many changes that are happening in life, let us come to this relationship with an emotion, especially the ones you do not approve of. The good feelings, those are easy. But the ones where we are being in judgment about the feeling and we think it means something about us, we cannot begin to tell you how often it means nothing about you. It simply means that a strong feeling came up. It probably had its origin in the wound. Sometimes we can see it, sometimes we cannot. But these things ultimately are like programming errors. An error in the program has happened, and so this strong feeling has come up for you to deal with. And this is the place where we want loving kindness with ourselves. You do not need to like the feeling, but you also do not need to judge it. Because if it is not attached to some unfortunate belief, it will indeed go away. It will move through. The emotions are fluid. Unless you are holding something that you are not aware of. And you do want to become aware about that. Am I holding on to my judgment of the feeling that I feel? Let us not do that. Let us say, I am human. There are any number of things that will impact me strongly. I am not going to take an action that would hurt someone else, nor am I going to take an action that would hurt me. I'm going to be in loving kindness with myself. I am going to let this move through, because if I do not hold it, it will. We understand that you are on a challenging path now, and in a world of change, which means there are many opportunities for these feelings to come up. So we want you to remember this teaching and remember that acceptance is the beginning of release. And loving kindness is what makes that release fluid and easier to do. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Okay, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel that the earth is sending up a silk scarf. And that silk scarf is moving across every chakra center. And as it moves across the chakra center, let the chakra be smooth. Let it be free. And feel that silk scarf moving all the way up through your body and out through your crown, taking with it anything that might have been caught on your chakra center. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see the beautiful place that you have prepared, where all the beautiful things grow. See the colors and the textures, and go to the place where there's water and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now look around this beautiful place you have created and see that a path lights up. And walk to the path that lights up and step onto the path and let go. Let the path take you upward. And know that the air is full of blessings, all for you. Thank you. and come to the place of new beginnings. And feel the energy of this place fill you and prepare you for the place, any place in your life where you want a new beginning. And see if there's a color or a symbol there. And step on the path again, and let the path begin to move you upward with no effort on your part. And breathe in the blessings in the air as you are moved upward. And you move to the place of acceptance. And know that this place is whole and free. And as you allow acceptance to enter your body, it is unfettered by any old wounds or beliefs, but it is simply the ability to know, to smile, to accept, to heal. And notice any color or gift that might be in this place. And step back on the path and let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path, still breathing in all the things that are provided for you, energy that will help you along the way, that will support you and help you hold love for yourself. And come back into your garden and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.